Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Great Day Vibes, Owning the Chaos, Finding the Calm. I'm your host, Brandy Piccolo, and I'm so excited to have you here today for this episode. The holiday season is here, and today's episode is titled No More Holiday Burnout, Your Recipe for Peace, Love, Joy, and Presence. Guys, the holiday season is here. Are you excited? Or are you feeling the stress? Choice is ours. And today I want to talk to you about something we all need a little more of, slowing down so we can truly enjoy the peace, love, and joy that this season can bring. So I'm going to share a little reflection. Have you ever hosted a party and all you do is run around throughout the entire party? And by the time the party's over, you think to yourself, did I even get a chance to sit and talk with your favorite friend or your cousin or your aunt? No, you were too busy rushing around making sure everyone else was having a good time. You were rushing around making sure everything was perfect. Has that ever happened to you? I know that's happened to me in the past. And years ago, I decided whatever is done by the time the party starts, guess what? That's all I'm worrying about. And then I decided to prioritize being present. I also, when my children were super little, I think they were about 3 and 4, I decided once December 1st hit, I was only worrying about them. And when I mean them, we do something every single day from December 1st all the way to Christmas. And it's super small things like making a little craft, coloring, drinking hot chocolate, something to be present with each other, to celebrate the holiday season, to do acts of kindness. So just wanted to start off with that because today we're going to explore how to shift from holiday chaos to holiday calm so you can be truly present this season. I also am going to touch upon how you can take really good care of yourself. And I do not want you to wait till January 1st to prioritize your health and well-being. So let's start with, why do we get so caught up in the holiday hustle? Well, there's some common traps. The first one is overscheduling. Are you overscheduling yourself with every weekend book solid, parties, shopping, and events? That's trap number one. Trap number two is something I work on all the time, perfectionism. You feel so pressured to make the holidays look perfect with flawless decorations, meals, and gifts and activities. And I'm telling you, social media does not make that easy, because you're constantly comparing your holiday to other people's holidays or your decorations or what you're doing to what they're doing. We're learning that comparison is the thief of joy. Stop comparing your holiday to someone else's. So let's get rid of the perfectionism. And the third one is consumerism. It's so easy to get caught up in the buying frenzy. Instead, let's try this season to focus on what really matters. Time. You cannot buy time. Spending good quality time with the people you love. So now that we know why we get so caught up, let me talk to you a little bit about the consequences. And I'm sure you've felt some of these consequences. Have you been emotionally burnt out? Are you neglecting your own needs, pushing yourself, your needs off to the back burner? Missing out on those meaningful connections. Remember I talked to you earlier about hosting parties? And sometimes you don't get to have those meaningful connections if you're constantly running around worrying about, is everyone else having a good time? Are things perfect? And the last one is feeling more stressed. That's a huge consequence. Are you feeling more stressed over the holiday instead of feeling that joy? All right, we're moving into the next segment. And this segment is all about the importance of slowing down and taking good care of yourself. I want you to find peace in stillness. When you slow down, you give yourself the gift of noticing the little things. Right now, I have my little tree plugged in, and I'm admiring the sparkling lights. After I record this episode, I'm going to go to Dunkin' and go sit and watch, literally watch this tree and sip on my coffee. I am going to use my 5 senses, smelling the beautiful candle, watching the lights, drinking the coffee, enjoying the stillness. Are you enjoying the laughter, the smell of the baking cookies. I want you to really use those five senses and slow down, taking it one day at a time. Now, are you prioritizing you? Or did you already say this? I'll wait until January 1st to get back on track with my eating habits. I'll wait until January 1st to get back on track with working out. I'll wait until January 1st and then go fill in the blank. Do not do that to yourself this year. Stop putting yourself on the back burner. Let me repeat that again. Stop putting yourself on the back burner. Stop putting your health on the back burner. I want you through the month of December to prioritize you. Get up. Take good care of your mind. Take good care of your body. It's going to spill over into every area of your life. The holidays are such a great time to prioritize self-love and building healthy habits. You'll head into the new year feeling refreshed instead of drained. How do you normally wake up January 1st? Do you feel refreshed, like, wow, I'm developing these new healthy, happy habits? Or are you so burnt out and drained you can't even think straight? So let's prioritize you. Now, you all know that joy is one of my favorite words. And my new word for 2025 is going to be peace, but I also want to add in the word presence. Being present means letting go of distractions, focusing on today, on the here, on the now. That's where we find the magic. How often are you worried about the past or focusing in on the future? I want us to really slow down to find the joy, to find the peace in the presence. Also, the word love. Are you fully present and loving your life? Are you making connections with people? The best gift you can give this season is love, is giving your undivided attention to the people in your life. Are you busy rushing around? Or are you busy scrolling on your phone? Guess what? Through this holiday season, let's give the gift of being present and giving the gift of our love. Now, just told you a whole lot, but I need to give you some tips to encourage you to slow down, to be present, and to take good care of yourself. So tip number one, prioritize what matters the most. Ask yourself, what are the most meaningful parts of the holiday for me and my loved ones? And I want you to focus your energy there. And what matters most to you and your family might be different than the person down the street, might be different than the person on social media. I want you to prioritize what matters most to you. Tip number two, make time for self-care. And I don't just mean go getting pedicures, going to the spa. No, I want you to prioritize starting a morning and evening routine. Waking up, saying it's going to be a great day. Waking up a little earlier and giving yourself the time, the me time you need. Maybe it's writing in your journal, sipping that coffee or tea with uninterrupted time, stretching, meditating, working out, going for a walk. But I want you to prioritize that self-care. And exercise does not have to be hours long. A quick walk, a few stretches, a quick 20-minute workout. It will do wonders for your stress level and your mood. All right, so tip number one was prioritizing what matters most. Tip two, making time for that self-care. Tip three, I love this one. Creating white space on your calendar. Go look at your December calendar. How much white space do you have? I want you to leave room for downtime, being able to be spontaneous, and most importantly, rest. You don't need to say yes to everything. Over the past, I'd say 5 to 10 years, I've gotten really good at saying no. I only say yes to things that I want to do, and I encourage you to do the same. The last one is to practice some holiday mindfulness. This is something I'm going to do right after this episode. I already told you I'm looking at this beautiful tree, admiring the light, sipping my coffee after this. But as I wrap my presents, I'm going to blast that holiday music. I'm going to slow down. Pause and engage with those five senses. As I'm cooking cookies with the kids, and guys, I'm no Betty Crocker. I do not make them from scratch. I buy the ones from Acme that are pre-cut. And guess what? We have some fun. When Matt's into it, we do do them from scratch, but we usually do that once a season. And anyway, we slow down. I am prioritizing slowing down, having fun, being silly, turning the music up, and enjoying what matters the most. If the cookies burn, who cares, right? It's making those memories together. So let me go back to the top again. Prioritizing what matters most. Tip two, making time for self-care. Prioritizing your mental and physical health during this busy holiday season. Creating white space on your calendar. How much white space is on your calendar for December? And practicing that holiday mindfulness. Slowing down, engaging those five senses. All right, now I have two really fun challenges that I'm going to do with my family that I encourage you to do too. Number one is intentional presence challenge. So I want you to spend one evening every single week in the month of December to be fully present. No phones, no distractions. Everyone put their phones in the drawer and focus in on conversation, laughter, and connection. And like I was just saying, you can cook cookies at this time. You can play cards. You can play a game. You can draw, have a drawing contest. See who can draw Santa the best. But the most important part is being intentional and being present with the people you love. So I challenge you to do that once a week throughout the month of December. You know that calendar that you have? Go write it down. Schedule it out. Challenge two, I'm super excited for too, and it's called a joy jar. Now, I'm going to be honest again. Brooke and I started this back in January. We were going to write down one thing. I forget if it was every single week or every single day. We were really good in the month of January. And then it kind of faded. I still have the jar with my little post-it notes in it, and she still has hers next to her bedside. But guess what? We weren't perfect at it, so we're bringing it back out. And through the month of December, we're going to write down one small thing that brought us joy. Every single night, that's how we're going to end our night. And then on New Year's Day, we are going to read them together. So I encourage you to try those two challenges. Intentional presence, the intentional presence challenge, no phones, no distractions, and creating a joy jar, writing down the one thing that made you smile each day and reading it on New Year's Day. All right, guys. That's all for today's episode of Great Day Vibes. I hope you're feeling inspired to prioritize your health and mindset this holiday season. I want you to slow down. I want you to be present. I want you to feel the joy, the love, and the peace that this holiday is meant to feel. Don't get caught up in the hustle and bustle. All right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend who might need a little calm in their life too. And don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Until next time, remember, you have the power to own the chaos, find the calm, and make it a great day. I'll see you soon.